Ephesians 2:21. In whom, we're still on that where location, the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians 2:21-22. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. Look, what does it say? In him, in whom, where, location. If you feel disconnected from God, you know what we have done? You shifted gears. You just, it's not that you're not connected to God, you shifted to your flesh. You're still a spirit person connected to God, but not on a conscious enough level. Shift back and say, I'll turn that channel off, and I'll turn back this other channel. You just put on the wrong channel. So, you all know how to do this? Flip the switch, right? Press it. It's easier than that. You just go, hey, I'm going to shut that channel off. I'm gonna put, and you can't just shut, you put another one on. And when you put the other one on, the other one is automatically off. If you want to reach to grab something, right? If I'm holding on to something, and I'm holding on to something that I don't want or shouldn't hold on to, but I'm holding it more should than I shouldn't. That's why I'm still holding it. And I see a watch over there, and I want to go get the watch. I got to let that, if I focus on grabbing that watch, letting go becomes the passive action instead of the active action. We take so much energy trying to let go of stuff instead of get where we need to get. That we have a hard time getting rid of stuff that we're holding so hard instead of having a greater desire for something that we really want. Because if you really want something, you'll drop everything and go get the thing you want. Jesus actually dropped heaven and his location there and came down to earth, Shokek Me'al Yeshua Shmi, the one rushing from above. Yeshua is my name in our book, in Bible code book that we did, which is available in the back. The one rushing from above, Yeshua is my name, in Isaiah 52:13 to 53:12, encoded every 20 letters apart, which spells Yah Adonai, two yods. We look for the Lord, we find him revealed, Shokek Me'al Yeshua Shmi. And he saw humanity, saw all his kids die. So he rushed from above to be our Savior. He dropped everything. Came in the fullness of time, perfect timing to do a perfect work. Because he loves you. So you'll drop everything that you're holding on to. And sometimes part of the problem with the problem is you just think about it too much. I'm not saying you don't have a problem. I know your problems. I also work as a doctor. I see it all day. But I'm giving you a clue. Don't keep feeding it. Start starving the thing out. Give that nothing to work with and give God everything to work with. Who you feed the most is going to get the most. And that's what happens inside. And in the beginning, it may feel a little bit hard. I didn't say it's hard. I said it may feel. Not is. Because doing right, right makes might. When you do right, you have heaven as your ally. You do wrong, you have a different ally. And it's not God. God doesn't sign off. God's heart's breaking when you're breaking. He loves his kids. But you decide, I'm going to hold on to him. Period. And you start starve out. Now that problem may go out kicking and screaming, but it will go. And we need help. The saints should rally around you. Heaven does. And heaven's not that far. Note in verse 21, we the church are being built into a holy temple in located within the Lord. Where are we being built? Inside him. In whom the whole building. You got to get the picture. We've done it before. We're doing it again at another layer. We are, God's building a building of living stones. 1 Peter, right? You are the living stones. Not of mortar and clay, but of human beings, your spirit. And he's fitting us together. So sometimes he puts you next to somebody who has some sharp edges. And instead of pushing the elbow away, just kind of, why don't you just kind of rub on each other enough, you know? And get yourself fitted together. So all the work that was done for the temple originally was done outside. They brought in finished stones into the court. There's no hammering on site. So when you get, why God did you give me this brother, this sister, this parent, this neighbor, this? He says, you haven't seen the future yet, have you? We did Live in the Future tape series. You haven't learned to step into the future to see that person who you don't know yet is the best one for you yet. There's a pearl of great price. You're remembering that past against them instead of the future for them. So our blindness blinds us from what the person really can be. You would have missed St. Paul too. You would have just seen Saul. Matter of fact, you would have missed most of them because you would have just said, you guys are unlearned. You guys are not schooled. You guys are farmers, fishermen. Peter, you got an accent. You're a northern boy. Forget that stuff. You're down in the city, son. You got an accent. You got a dialect. You're in a city. You're a country boy. Still Jewish, but he was a Galilean. He's a northern boy from the Galilee. Matter of fact, all the apostles were born in the Galilee, in Galil, except one, Judas. Ain't that interesting? So, in whom, right? We're in him. And then verse 22, it continues to unfold the other way. Into marvelous truth that now we, being and becoming a holy temple in the Lord Jesus Christ, are then going to become what? A dwelling place of God in the Spirit. God will dwell in man in a corporate church, a one composed of many members, yet members of each other, and built to be one together as one body with many members, yet members of each other. And this is done and exists in the Spirit. So the picture is, we are being built inside him. And as we continue to come up to sufficient development, he will then flow into us in him. The Father and the Son are perfectly inside each other as one, echad, with the Holy Spirit. God wants to build his church inside him so he can go inside you. And it's the most stunning picture. And you really contemplate it as a meditation. Meditation? Is that meditation? Your meditation's in the Bible, Psalm 1, verse 3. I meditate upon your word. I meditate upon your word day and night. Hebrew meditation is to read the word subaudibly, out loud, so it's multisensory. You're seeing it, you're speaking it, and you're hearing it, your own voice, and you trust you more than anybody else, typically. So when I deal with an occultic person or someone, I have them read the Bible. We did that once at a dinner. I said, here, you read this, because when he reads his own verse, he's going to believe him, usually before he believes me. Then I'll say, hey, that was pretty interesting. Would you just read that again? Get it in his head, right? They believe you. Now, God wants us to be, we're located in him, and as we come up to speed, he can be more and more fully manifest in us in him. He in us in him. Us in him, he in us. The Father and the Son and the Father. We are to be, he said that you would be like that. That's where he's intending to get us. And our location is, he is the where. So, I don't care if you're in a castle or a cottage. I care your needs are met, but he's your source. And when you're located in him, you don't have to wait for heaven because his creator is where you're located. Where is heaven located? Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, listen carefully, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. Where the blessings are in the heavenlies, in Christ. The blessings are in the heavenlies are in Christ. The heavens are something he's created that is not outside of him. It's an expression of him, and he's beyond his creation. He is not his creation. That's pantheism. God is creation. Creation is God. No, he's made it, but it exists within him. There's nothing outside of him. Interesting. So when you want to be somewhere, why would you want to be in heaven without being located in him? We have the best already. We're waiting, come Lord Jesus, we understand that. But instead of that, say, I am located in him. And the more we wake up to that, the more your existence will be, I mean, then nothing could touch you. Nothing could harm you. Nothing could hurt you. You're in him. You're sitting in a room. Do you know if it's day or light outside, if it's raining or pouring? As far as the construction of the room, it's protecting you from all that, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 50 above, 50 below, 100 above, 100 below. It doesn't matter. If it's raining or it's a 100-mile-an-hour wind, as far as the building is right now and what we're in, we're fine. It doesn't touch you because you are in him. You choose where you want to be. He has chosen you to be in him. We should consciously choose to be more and more in him. How do we do that? We get renewed according to the knowledge after the image of him who created us in the last Adam. Take care of all of the fleshy things, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, then you put on his armor, and you're good to go.